Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa, right up the neighborhood.
This week's recipe roundup is 4th of July cheesecake tart. We're going to use a recipe from before. Number 17 is our shortbread recipe, and that's what we're going to use for our tart crust. This you can, of course, make into one large tart, but I'm going to be giving the instructions as if you're making small tarts, because I think making small tarts or, you know, bite-sized or two-bite desserts are really great, especially when you're talking about a holiday like July 4th, where you're probably serving a good number of people. It's a lot easier to serve. It's a lot less messy to serve these individual desserts than having to cut pieces off of a big central dessert. For these mini pie tart crusts, I personally use a pastry shell pan, and that makes it really cute and has nice ridges in the sides of it, and it's exactly the size I want it to be. That being said, if you don't have one of those pans, you can also use a cupcake pan, or even better, a mini cupcake pan. Though the shortbread is buttery enough to not really stick to anything once it's baked, it's always very safe in a situation like this to choose a non-stick pan, and that's what I would recommend. Once again, it's number 17, the shortbread recipe, and following the instructions there will get you to where you have your tart crust. But just as a recap, you want to press it into your pan, whatever pan you decide to use, press it into the pan until it's slightly less than 1 centimeter thick is what we're going to use, and then you're going to bake it, and there's more instructions about that. Once you've baked the pie shells and they've cooled, they usually pop really easily out of the pan, and you can always store them in like a large container if you're making these later on. I do recommend, like, if you're trying to prepare something tomorrow, you can make the crust tonight and then do all of the filling stuff tomorrow, anything to make it a little bit fresher. Okay, moving on to our filling. It's going to be a cheesecake filling, a very simple one. So we start off with 16 ounces of cream cheese left at room temperature enough so that it's quite soft. Then we are adding in, and this is all just going to go in at the same time, 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. So that's like one of those small cans of sweetened condensed milk, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, and 3 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And you're going to blend that until it's very smooth. I find it helps if I add the condensed milk to the cream cheese first and blend that as much as I can before adding the lemon juice and extract. Once you've blended it all together, I would recommend chilling it again in the fridge a little bit, depending on how smooth it is or how firm you want it to be. But you can always chill the tarts themselves once you've actually filled them. If you want to be really fancy about it, you can fill up a piping bag full of this filling and be really delicate when you're putting it in the shortbread crusts, but you can also just spoon it in. And then our final ingredient, which is what makes it special for 4th of July, is an assortment of blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and sliced strawberries, which you're just going to arrange on the top. I think it's fun, since not everyone likes all different kinds of berries. It might be fun for each tart to kind of have a different combination of those berries, or maybe just have one berry each. And it's a very simple, you know, the hardest part of all of it is making the shortbread, but even that shortbread is very easy to do and a little bit difficult to mess up as long as you don't burn it. So that recipe will be up on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org, under the special features section. The tab will say recipe roundup, and I hope you all enjoy your 4th of July holiday.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tingway.